church, in her perennial wisdom, looks at a reported apparition for very specific criteria. Because the church has a reputation that it has to respect and protect in the sense of being the custodian of scripture and tradition, the custodian of public revelation. The church can't risk that reputation based on a hasty decision or approval of a private revelation. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, professor of theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. We're talking private revelation, and in this segment we're talking about the criteria the church uses. We introduced it in the last segment, but let's get into the meat of these criteria. When a bishop contacts the congregation for the doctrine of faith and says that something is happening in his diocese that he thinks is worthy of even examination, the congregation for the doctrine of faith sends a set of guidelines for evaluating this private revelation report. The guidelines are really summarized in three principal points. Number one, the message. Number two, the phenomenon. Number three, the spiritual fruits. Now, let's go to these and really seek to understand them, because, as we also mentioned in the last program, you yourself are free to accept a private revelation based on your own discernment, if the church is still in the process of examining, but you want to use the criteria of the church. This is important for you to know. And then once again, ultimately, you always reserve the final definitive judgment and your obedience to the final and definitive judgment to the proper church authority, the local bishop, and then ultimately the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith and the Holy See. So, number one, the message contents. The church teaches rightly that the message of any reported apparition must be in conformity with the faith and morals teachings of the Catholic Church. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's not going to contradict himself. Meaning, we know that the Holy Spirit guides the church. We know that the Holy Spirit guided the process of Scripture, guides the development of tradition, guides the magisterium, the official teaching authority of the church. So the Holy Spirit is not going to tell this one individual something on the side that's going to conflict or contradict with what the Holy Spirit has already guided the church in terms of truth. My friends, it's not a fortune, a little Catholic fortune cookie to say, you know, it's the truth that sets us free. This is so important that it's the truth that establishes our peace with Christ and our peace with one another. So arriving at the truth is key. And the Holy Spirit does not guide in two separate directions in the order of truth. So, number one, the message contents are examined according to the faith and morals teachings of the Catholic Church. Now, the definitive expert on the whole area of private revelation is the previous Pope Benedict XIV. While he was Cardinal Lambertini, this is back in the 18th century, he wrote five volumes on the whole area of mysticism and private revelation and discernment, etc. And of course, this is before he is Pope Benedict XIV, but Cardinal Lambertini states that there can be some individual error in a message based on the dimension of the fact that it's a human that transmits this error. What Benedict XIV called this was, quote, prophetic instinct. Now, what does that mean? That means a prophet is so often called to speak the truth and has to speak the truth even against terrible opposition, sometimes some very unjust and painful persecution, that they get habituated to speaking what they believe Jesus tells them with a certain truth. Well, on occasion, the individual can be mistaken, that it wasn't in fact Jesus, it was the product of their own thought. And so they can make a mistake, a minor mistake, in the process of providing a real, authentic process of a conduit from our Lord about the rest of the message. So the church herself grants the possibility of some minor error, but overall, the message must be according to the faith and morals teaching of the church. My friends, if we wanted a perfect private revelation, God would have to drop a scroll from the sky and have it written, because whenever you're talking about human beings, you're talking about that tendency to add or subtract or, without even being aware of it, to form it in a way that maybe doesn't make it a perfect formulation. And that's why private revelation is always subordinate to Scripture, tradition, the magisterium. So, is the message true according to the faith and moral teaching of the church? Number one. Number two, the phenomena. This is kind of a generic category for everything that would be considered extraordinary beyond the explanation of nature. So if you're talking about things like solar miracles, if you're talking about the ecstasy that the visionary receives, and in fact, if the visionary, the reported visionary, is receiving a three-dimensional external apparition, like at Lourdes or Fatima or Guadalupe, then it is typical that the visionary will be brought out of their own time-space reality and into the time-space reality of Jesus or Mary. What does that mean? It means their external senses are suspended. They can't hear what's going on outside. They can't feel pain. They are brought into the reality of Jesus or Our Lady. So oftentimes, and this is called ecstasy. So oftentimes, for example, when St. Catherine of Siena was in an ecstatic union and would be receiving something from heaven, she would be impervious. This sometimes would happen after receiving Holy Communion. And she would find herself on the street because she had been in ecstasy so long that the people wanted to leave the church and the priest wanted to lock up, and sometimes they just carried her outside. Now, that wasn't always the case, but it shows that they are not aware of their external surroundings during this experience of ecstasy. Ecstasy today can be tested medically with the EEG, EKG examinations to see whether brain waves, whether the heartbeat goes up. We can get an indication of communication with someone outside of their time-space reality. We're also talking about phenomena like things that have been reported historically, like rose petals falling from the sky, seeing the sun dance. These are all possibilities where God is trying to say, look, I want to get your attention. I've got something important for you to say. You've got to return to the gospel, and you need a little help to do that. So God will be generous in doing that. But I say this, and I ask you to pay particular attention to this. You never, ever judge the authenticity of a private revelation based on phenomena alone. Let me say that again. You never conclude to authenticity based on phenomena alone. Why not? Because Satan is prince of the world. Satan can manipulate nature. There was one case of a very authentic apparition that experienced rose petals falling from the sky and actually falling into a Carmelite chapel. And the bishop witnessed this. There's been two other cases where they have not been authentic apparitions, and Satan has produced rose petals falling from the sky. How can you tell the difference? Because an authentic apparition will have message, phenomena, and fruits all together as indications of supernatural authenticity. So never take phenomena alone. It always has to be taken in its fullness. And the third criteria is the most simple. That is the criteria of Jesus. You will know a tree by its fruits. How many lasting conversions? How long are the confession lines? Are people coming from all countries? Are priests and religious journeying there too? Are bishops coming? Because a bishop can come in a pilgrimage, a private pilgrimage as well. He can't lead his diocese in a pilgrimage unless there's an approval. But these are all indications of lasting, perduring spiritual fruits. Now, we're not just talking about a weekend or a couple weeks. We're talking about an overall expression of generous spiritual fruits. So, criteria. Number one, message contents, according to faith and moral teachings of the Catholic Church. Number two, phenomena, authentic ecstasy, if you're talking about a external three-dimensional apparition. Number three, spiritual fruit. When we have those things in generous proportions, then we have an indication of authenticity. We're going to talk more about the whole history of Marian private revelation in our series on private revelation. Remember, it's always a gift when it's authentically given by God, especially by Our Lady in this age of Mary, to bring us back to the heart of the Catholic Church. This is Dr. Mark Mirabelli saying thank you and God bless you.